Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the Entire Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am excited about our Sunday celebration on today, our Sunday worship service on today. I'm going to call our worship to order today. Hallelujah. We're going to do a devotion, a short devotion. Now I'm going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Peace we know. Peace we know. Going to be coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, starting at the first verse. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Before better is it that thou shouldest not vow, then that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanity, but fear thou God. I have just read you from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, from the first down to the seventh verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on today, Father, humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come now, Lord, asking you right now, Father, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, forgive us now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in our hearts, Lord, that should not be, we ask you to send the fire of God down, Lord, to burn it out. In the name of Jesus, we ask you today, Father, to create in us a clean heart, renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, we come now just praying for our worship service on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you said where two or three are gathered together, there you are in the midst, Lord. I just thank you for the two or three that's gathered already, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that's out in radio land, Father, we thank you for them too, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you right now to send your anointing in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to take control and change the atmosphere in the name of Jesus of our service, in the name of Jesus, to suit you, Father. In the name, we're here to please you. Our aim is to please you. In the name of Jesus, our desire is to please you, Father. So we want to do that, huh? In the name of Jesus, we come this afternoon, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking you to cover each person up under my voice in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about there and their families, the ones out in radio land, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We're so grateful and we praise you right now. We lift your name up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, huh, to be in our service, be in the midst. Send your angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your angels, Lord, let them be present in the midst, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you now. We thank you now, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for everyone in radio land. And I ask you right now, Lord, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and preach to your people. Talk to your people, teach your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We turn everything over to you, Lord. We surrender all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory today. We ask all these things, Father, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God for another opportunity. Every chance I get, I don't care how it sounds, how it looks, what it feels like. Every chance I get to do something for the Lord, I'm so grateful to him. I'm so grateful because I don't have to say nothing. He don't have to give me a chance to do nothing. But I'm just so grateful to the Lord that he's given me an opportunity to be a mouthpiece for him. I thank and praise God for being a prophetic intercessor. I thank and praise God today. And I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. I give God all the praise and glory on today. Amen. And I just want to greet each one of you all in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us today, you in radio land and you that's on our radio broadcast. We just thank and praise God for you. And I want to welcome each one of you in radio land in our broadcast with a warm welcome. We love you so much, and we thank you for being on our radio broadcast and listening in today. Anytime you need to contact me, you can call my number, 314-299-0920. That's 314-299-0920. Apostle Deborah Dean. Amen. Thank you again for worshiping with us on today. Now we're going to go to our testimonial service. We have Prophetess Lisa Harris from St. Louis, Missouri, to do our testimony service today. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Harris.
Amen, Apostle Dean. I thank God for you on this afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity.
Amen.
And I want to thank God for your service to the people of God and your diligence. Amen. I just want to take opportunity to honor you. The Bible says, honor those who honor is due. I want to say hello to everyone in Radio Land and all hello and big Godspeed, all my brothers and sisters in time, men and women of war. At this time, I'd like to open an opportunity for anyone who wants to give a testimony about the goodness of the Lord. There's anything that God has done for you, and you know it couldn't have been nobody but God, amen, and you know that you might have been in the midnight hour and you didn't have anyone to call on, Amen. It was a situation you couldn't see your way out, or you couldn't see your way through. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else. I have to just go and tell the truth. You know, we try to keep ourselves together.
Right,
we want to make sure we got it, got our hair in check, them eyes together. I'm talking about woman, you know. And then the men, they want to make sure they sharp them creases, them creases sharp, and them pants, you know. But you know, sometimes there's some things that can make you come undone. Oh, amen. Unless you have the Lord on your side. Oh, my.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you, Lord. Touch somebody.
You,
don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. If we have to encourage each other in this hour. Someone might hear your testimony and be encouraged that they can go on a little further. Amen. Anyone have a testimony at this time about the goodness of the Lord?
I thank and praise God on this evening. You know, I cannot sit around to wait for somebody else to say something for the Lord, because he's been too good to me. So I'm just telling you, I thank and praise God today, giving reverence to God, who is my life, to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence. I just thank and praise God today for being in my life. He don't have to do what he's doing for me. I give him praise and I give him glory. You know, it's so many times, hallelujah, I've depended on God and he has come through. It's so many times I've prayed and asked God for things. He's answered my prayers. It's so many times he's touched my body, healed me, hallelujah. And I just thank God. I don't take that for granted. You don't have to do that for me. You are you. So I thank and praise God today for him being in my life, for him teaching me all of the good things. I just thank and praise God. And when we go through trials and tribulations and tests, you know what I'm saying? When we go through that, it's for to make us stronger, to make us stand for the Lord. I thank God for going through. Hallelujah. I thank God for my go-through, because I know when he took me in it, he put me in it, he's going to bring me out of it. And I thank and praise God on today. I just want to encourage somebody today. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God. I want to encourage somebody today to say something for the Lord. I mean, you can be on the radio broadcast, but if you just keep it and hold it in, hallelujah, what good is it? Hallelujah. And I know God know what you're thinking, but you ought to want to testify and encourage somebody on today. It's all right, because I know that you're there, because I can see you. But it's all right if you don't say a word. Hallelujah. You're going to wish you did, had a chance one day to say something for the Lord. Amen. I just thank and praise God on today. Then I thank God for my husband, Apostle Edward Deans. I want everyone to keep him in prayer. Amen. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. You know, Apostle Deborah, the other thing that came to me, the Spirit put on my heart, is a testimony service doesn't always have to be about what God brought you out. It doesn't always have to be about the Lord God, our Creator, bringing us out of trouble. It can be a testimony about how great he's done, the great and marvelous things he's done in your life. It could be, you know, you graduated and you never expect to graduate with your degree. You graduated cum summa laude. You know, your children made it over. You didn't think your marriage was going to make it, but you working on your 25th, your 18th anniversary. Amen. You got that job promotion. They wanted you to be CEO, VP. You know what I'm saying? You can give a testimony about the goodness of God. You went from rags to riches. You went to bed a pauper and woke up a prince. You went to bed. They called you a thug when you went to bed. When you woke up, somebody was at your door calling you king. They was like, help lead us.
Hallelujah.
We looking at the light in your life.
Hallelujah.
We know that God is in you. We can see the glory of God upon you, and we recognize you, brother.
Hallelujah.
We know you a leader. We know you led by God.
Lord.
We done seen you come through
thank
the ranks. We seen you go down in through that woman of God. We seen you, mother.
Lord.
You didn't take no stops. You didn't take no less.
Yes.
You didn't settle. And all your children are good for
Lord.
It. Every last one of them bought you a diploma. Every last
yes,
one
Lord.
Of them invited
hallelujah.
You to their wedding. Every last one of them
yes,
gave
Lord.
You grandchildren. Hey, hallelujah. We can talk
yes,
about
Lord.
Some good things.
Thank
amen.
You.
We ain't got to let the enemy
thank
take
you.
Over. It ain't always dark. Mm-hmm. You can speak that thing that's not as though it is. The
that's
sun
right.
is shining today.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for the sun
thank
shining. Amen.
Jesus.
The enemy
thank
didn't mean
Jesus.
For you to see the
Hallelujah.
Sun one more day. You ought to give God praise.
Yes.
Hey, anybody
yes,
want to testify?
Hallelujah.
Anybody want to testify
Hallelujah.
For the glory of God?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Pastor Deborah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for a prophetess, Alisa Harris, doing our testimony on today. I give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. For that. You know, it's always an honor and a privilege. Hallelujah. To do what God has called you to do. So we want to just thank God for her on today. In the name of Jesus, we give God all the praise and the glory on today. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready. I guess I'll sing just one song. We'll sing it together. Amazing Grace. Hallelujah. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, 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 hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Always in order, amazing grace, because God's grace is definitely amazing. I thank and praise him on this day. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now we're going to get ready to go for the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're an awesome God. You are a great God, Father. And I love you so much. I thank you so much, Father. I'm asking you today, Lord, to allow me to lay my will down, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank you today for opening up and pardoning the way for me to have a service today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not be interrupted. I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you, Father, for I see the manifestation of the things that you're doing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, Father, I just give you all the praise and glory. You know I have no nothing of myself, Father. Everything coming from you in the Holy Ghost, Lord. In the name of Jesus, so I give up. I surrender. I put it all in your hands, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank and praise God on today. I just give him all the glory and all the praise on today. I praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God praise and glory today. The Lord has been laying on my heart. I'm at work, and this lady here, she went to bed on me, but the Lord had me to talk about this for her. And when she gets up, I'm still going to ask her, will she accept the Lord Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior? Because I know I'm here on assignment. So I wanted to preach some yesterday, but he wanted me to preach the power of the gospel, the I ams of the preacher. So I will be coming from Romans chapter 1, verses 14, 15, and 16. Romans chapter 1, verses 14, 15, and 16, and it reads as follows. I am debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarian, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen, amen. The power of the gospel, the I am of the preacher. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Now, that wise means educated. The wise means educated. To the Greeks and to the barbarians, was the Greek division of all mankind? The Greeks was cultured, educated, and civilized. That's why they say wise. The barbarians were those whom we label pagan and heathen today. Actually, it is a false division, but it encompasses all mankind and was understood by Romans. Paul said, I am debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarian. He did. How did he become indebted? And it just, we all that's called ministers and preachers are indebted. He had a personal transaction with Jesus Christ, which put him in debt to every man, because the grace of God had been so bountifully bestowed upon him. Paul was indebted to a lost world. I hear Christians say, I pay my honest debt. Do you? Not until every person has heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, have you and I paid our honest debt? And that's what I mean when I say, we're ministers. We're ministers of Christ. God called us to preach, and we're indebted to do this. We have to do this. I don't care what cost. We have a calling on our life to do this. If God, Jesus Christ, put it on us, he called us, he ordained us, we got to do this. We have not paid our debt until all have heard the good news. And multitudes have not yet heard the good news yet. A lot of people in this world, we don't know, have heard the gospel. Paul says, I am a debtor. And that was another reason he wanted to come to Rome. Then Paul has another I am. the I ams of a preacher, because Paul was a preacher. Paul, he has said that he is a debtor. Now he says he is ready to pay. In other words, Paul says, my side is ready. In the epistle to the Romans, he said this, he is a master of his purpose, but not of his circumstances. He is not only ready, this is what he said, he is ready. He is eager to preach it. See, when God calls us to preach, we know we got to preach. When he ordained us, we know we got to say that word because he put it in us to preach. Hallelujah. So we are indebted. We are indebted. We're indebted to do this. We got to do it. God called us. If we don't do it, we messed up. He ordained us to preach. Ain't no talking about, well, I was a preacher, but not no more. You can't quit. When God called you and ordained, you can't quit. You got to keep on going. Hallelujah. You cannot quit. God don't call folk like that. He don't ordain folk like that. You can't just give up on your own. He is not only ready, he is eager. He is excited to preach it. Enthusiastic. He is excited. He's ready to go. And that's how most young preachers are. Every time you look around, they're ready to go. They're ready to go. They want to preach that word. And that's good. That's good. Because that's what God called us to preach. In verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's not in the better manuscript. Paul says, I am a debtor. I am ready. I am not ashamed. I'm a debtor. That is admission. He admitted it. I'm a debtor. I am ready. That means remission. I am not ashamed. That's submission. That's submission. I'm a debtor. That is admission. I am ready. It's remission. I am not ashamed. It's submission. These are the three missions of Paul. Admission. These are the three missions. See, you have to know who you are and what you are. I am a debtor. That is admission. I am ready. That's remission. I am not ashamed. That's submission. These are the missions. The three missions. Paul admission, remission, and submission. Why did Paul say, I am not ashamed of the gospel? Why? Well, in Ephesians was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. See, the gorgeous temple of Diana or Artemis. But there was no church building in Ephesus. I suppose there were folks in Rome who were saying, well, Brother Paul hasn't come to Rome because he is just preaching a message geared for poor people. The message he preaches is without prestige. There are no great temples connected with Paul's message, no great edifices, no great synagogue. He would be ashamed to bring it to an important place like Rome. So Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Paul say, I don't care where I have to go. I ain't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll stand on top of the highest building in Rome. I'll stand up on the in the synagogue with the emperor, and I would preach the gospel. I don't care what nobody say. When God call you to preach, I don't care where you are. It could be a little old store storefront church, a coal shed with two or three people, and ain't got to be but two. He said, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. When he opened a door for you to preach, preach, preach it. That's what you have to do. God, I mean, Paul said, I'm not ashamed. I don't care if it's just building its prestige, these people or prestige people, proud or whatever. He said, I don't care. I'm going to preach the gospel. He would bring ashamed, he would be ashamed to bring it to an important place like Rome. So Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Now, why is Paul not ashamed of the gospel? It is the power of God. That's why he's not ashamed. It is the power of God. Hallelujah. The Greek word translated for power is dunamis. We all know that because we all filled with the Holy Ghost. So we know what kind of power the Holy Ghost have. Hallelujah. That dunamis power for which we get our own dynamite, the word dynamite from. It is dunamis power. It is the kind of power that you would call divine energy power. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. It has power for every definite thing. It is the power of God unto salvation. That is the end and the effect of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation is the all-exclusive term of the gospel, and it simply means deliverance. Salvation means deliverance. It embraces everything from justification to glorification. It is both an act and a process. It is equally true that I have been saved, I'm being saved, and I shall be saved. I've always tried to talk about being saved because we're going to be saved. It's the present, past, and future. But it's a tense to that because we're going to be saved when Jesus comes back. We're going to be saved, but we are being saved. We're trying to live a saved life. So, equally true that I have been saved, I'm being saved, and I shall be saved. The gospel is to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It's to everyone. And that kind of, when I was studying this, it kind of, you know, had me a little puzzle. Why to the Jew first and also to the Greek? It includes the entire human race, irrespective of racial or religious barriers, and it is personal, and it is direct to every individual. Whosoever will may come. I had looked up some things on, like, the Hebrews classified all people as Jews, or either you was a Jew or you was a Gentile. The Gentiles were Greeks. The Gentiles were Greeks. And I guess it was short for Gentile. The Romans classified the whole world as Romans and pagans. The Greek included everyone as Greeks or barbarians. So that's why barbarians was like heathens back then, or pagan people. So different ones classified each other, just like with different denominations, I'll say. It may be different different ethnic backgrounds, but I'll say it's different denominations because everybody had their own for everybody, but it always said to the Jew first. Why to the Jews first? And also to the Greek. Where the Jews was where Paul was talking about, they was talking about that Paul didn't want to take it. No, it was the Romans he was talking about. He didn't want to take it because Romans was considered as real prestige, real high-class people, and they may not have wanted to hear it. what Paul had to say, because they figured he was preaching to the poor, the unwise, the uneducated people. But no, Paul was speaking to all people. He was speaking to all people. It is like a universal in scope, but it is limited to everyone that believes it. That's the key to this thing. Salvation is for everyone, but you have to believe. If you don't believe, you don't have no salvation. This wraps up an election and free will in any one package. The only way of procuring salvation is by personal faith. You have to believe. If you don't believe, you're not saved, and you're not being saved. Or nothing else. You got to believe that Jesus died for us, for our sins, and that he was crucified, buried, and God raised him on the third day. Hallelujah. If you don't believe that he is your Savior, Lord and Savior, you may as well know that you're going straight to hell in a handbasket. I'm telling you, I thank and praise God today because I believe and I know that he's my Savior. I know that he, my Redeemer, lives, and I know he redeemed us back, huh, for the Lord. Hallelujah. I know he died for me. So I know that I have life afterwards. I know I'm being saved. This is the message that I know I got to tell my patient in there whenever she get up. She didn't want to hear this, but she's 90 years old. She got to hear it today. When she gets step out of that bed, I'm going to be ready for her. Hallelujah. It may not be what she want to hear from me today, but while she eating her dinner this evening, I got to ask her, do you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin? And if you don't know, because you are Jew, he said to the Jew first. She's a Jew. This is to the Jew first. I got to ask her, do you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin? Because if you don't, you need to get to know him today. You run around here talking about, I'm 90 years old or 91 and I'm dying. Well, if you keep on saying that and you don't believe, you're going to die and go to a burning hell. I got to tell her that today. If they don't have me back here tomorrow, I got to tell her today before I leave this house, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ died for your sins. I don't care what they taught you when you was little. I don't care what it looks like when you was growing up. I can see what it was because it's a lot of Chinese stuff in here. So I'm telling her today, you have to accept Jesus Christ. You don't have a choice and you don't have time to even think about it because you're 90, 91 years old. So I know this is why God had put this on me. I'm a debtor. I don't know whether she heard the gospel or not. So she said she was so tired she couldn't stay up. I said, okay, go on to bed. But when she get up, this gospel gonna still be waiting for her. I got to let her know today, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't keep standing around here. And I know that's why God has kept her here so long. So I'm going to ask her today. This is her day. Hallelujah. It says to the Jew first and also to the Greek does not imply that the Jew has top priority to the gospel today. The important thing is to make sure that the Jew is on a par with the Gentile, that they are right there with the Gentiles, equally to the Gentile. As far as evangelism is concerned, now kind of in order, the gospel went to the Jew first. That's what the Lord said, to the word of God said, to the Jew first. If you have been in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, if any of us had been there, we would have seen an altogether Jewish meeting because it was to the Jew first. And Paul and his missionary journey took the gospel first to the Jewish synagogue. But in Acts 13:46, we're told that then Paul and Barnabas, they waxed bold because they were supposed to have been just taking it to the Jews, but they got enough nerve and said, it is necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourself unworthily of everlasting life, we turn to the Gentiles. They went to the Greeks, to the Gentiles. The gospel began in Jerusalem, a Jewish city, then spread it to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So the effect of the gospel, which is salvation, it is worldwide to everyone, the condition they have to have faith and believe in Jesus Christ, and that Jesus was their Lord and Savior, hallelujah, and that he died for their sins and was raised from the dead. That is the extent and the condition of being saved, hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God on today, because I know and I believe, and I know it for myself. I know that I know that Jesus died, hallelujah, out on Calvary's cross. You know, they took him from judgment hall, hallelujah. They pierced him in the side. They spit in his face. They pulled hair out of his beard. They spit on him and did everything to him, hallelujah. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They kicked him and gave him all them lashes, beat him so bad you couldn't even hardly recognize who he was. But he still stayed right there. They took him to Golgotha's hill, hallelujah. They nailed nails in his hands and nails in his feet, hallelujah. They put that crown of thorns on his head, hallelujah, and gave him vinegar for water. I tell you, God, Jesus Christ suffered for us. He died on Calvary's mountain, on Calvary's hill, for you, and you out in radio land. And I tell you what, that wasn't the end of the story, because after he died, they took him down, and they put him in a borrowed tomb, hallelujah. And on the third day morning, God raised him up from the dead, with all power in his hand, power to live right, glory to God. Power to love right, in the name of Jesus. He had all power in his hand. And I thank God today for his only begotten son, hallelujah, his only begotten son that he sacrificed for me and you and you, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for Jesus, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for salvation. I thank and praise God that I'm a believer, hallelujah. I'm not only a Christian, but I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe in him, it's time that you believe in Jesus Christ. The doors of the church are open today, hallelujah. The doors of the church, is much room at the cross, hallelujah. You can come now, hallelujah. It's much room at the cross, hallelujah, for your salvation. You need to know where you're going. You live here all your life in hell, and then when you die, you're going to hell, hallelujah. I know you don't want that. God is calling you with open arms, hallelujah. You can come now, in the name of Jesus. God is beckoning and waiting for you to come. The doors of the church are open. You can come to the cross. It's so much room at the cross. Come on down to the cross, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you now, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, for your only begotten son dying on the cross for my sins, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for every one of our sins, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord, and we give you praise and we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord, for salvation, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for being born again, hallelujah. We thank you for the word of God, hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah. I thank you right now for everyone out in radio land and everyone on our radio broadcast. Hallelujah. I thank you today, Lord. I'm asking you to keep them covered right now in the shed blood of Jesus and keep your angels encamped all around about them in the name of Jesus. I give you praise today and I give you glory on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to pray for this 90-year-old woman laying here in this bed, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know you can soften her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let her accept you as her Lord and Savior. I'm asking you to touch her heart right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because she don't know nothing about you. In the name of Jesus, been on this earth, you've been waking her up for 90 years, Lord, every day for 90 years, and she still don't know about you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to put it in her heart about your son, Jesus Christ, and that she need him. She need Christ. She need him to get into heaven. Hallelujah. She needed him to accept him as her Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today. I'm thanking you now that you're touching her heart, Lord. I thank you now that you're touching her mind today. In the name of Jesus, she may not know how important it is for her to accept him, Lord, but I'm asking you on today to put in her heart, soften her heart, Lord, soften her heart, Lord, and cover her mind in the shed blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that she may accept him in the pardon of her sins, and she acts and repents for every known and unknown sin that she's committed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise on today. I ask all these things, hallelujah, in Jesus' name and for your glory, hallelujah. We give God praise on today. We give him praise on today, and we love God so much. We just love him so much, and I thank God for an opportunity to preach about the gospel, the power of the gospel, because if it had not been for God who is on our side and the word of God, the word of God, hallelujah, is sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word is our roadmap to him, hallelujah. It tells us how to get to the Father. It tells us how to get to the Son. It leads us to the Holy Ghost. So I tell you what, the word of God, the power of the gospel, hallelujah. I thank God for the missions of the admission, the remission, and the submission. I thank God today that I'm a debtor and to everybody that I know, hallelujah, and that I don't know, have accepted Lord, have accepted God in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise him on today. We give God glory on today, and we magnify his name on today. I love God so much. And I just thank and praise him on today. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to prolong the hour. We started a little early. And I thank and praise God for that, because I didn't know how I would be here where I am. But I thank and praise God that he knows all things. He knows all things. And I thank him on today. I give God praise. Also, I want to let you in Radio Land know, and the ones on our radio broadcast know on today, that on Saturday at noontime, we will have our second Bible class. We usually have it on Mondays and Thursdays, and I want to apologize to everybody, but I refuse not to have it, and I refuse to lay the phone down on our radio broadcast days. I would give up this job before I not do what God has called me to do. So I'm going to change the second day to Saturday at noon. And I know a lot of people do things on Saturday, but I don't. I do my Sabbath day on Saturday, praise the Lord. And I'm not trying to make it difficult for anyone else, but I'm just trying not to have to stop every few minutes. To do our Bible class. I won't do it like that. God is not a part-time God like that and mess up like that. He's not a part of confusion. So I want to move it on to Saturday. so we can have our, from 12 to 1 o'clock, and have our service, hallelujah, our Bible study. Amen. I thank and praise God, and I give God the praise on today, and I'm going to get ready to dismiss. Amen. I'm going to get ready to dismiss. I love each one of you all. I'm going to next Sunday, I hope and pray, I'm going to try not to even work next Sunday, because I don't want to have to go through a whole lot to preach the gospel, because I'm still not comfortable where I am. I'm still not comfortable with it. And so I want to be comfortable. They're going to have to work it out where I can do my radio broadcast. So some things are going to change. I just can't keep changing for people. I can't keep doing that. So anyway, we're going to get ready to dismiss. Father, we thank you now, Lord. We thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for our worship service. We thank you for everyone that's on our broadcast. We thank you for everyone in Radio Land, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone in their respective places. I ask you to bless each home, each family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp them all around about in Jesus' name. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You all have a good rest of the evening. I think I got about 6 or 7 minutes before the 5 o'clock hour. We started a little early today anyway, because I didn't know if somebody would come by. I wanted to get a head start on them. So we've had our hour, I thank God, on today. I love you all. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. God bless you. Amen. Good evening.